We're all waiting for a little bit of sunshine. Wouldn't that feel good? I think maybe tomorrow is the day, but the man that knows is with us. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Thanks for joining us. Tom Skilling is here every Tuesday. How are you today, Tom?
Lisa, I'm fine. And that takes a bit of doing on a day that looks as dreary as this one, doesn't it?
Oh, my
windy
gosh.
And rainy and so forth. You know, many areas, Lisa, have had over an inch and a half of rain out of this latest storm, and that's about what we got on Saturday. So this is like the third storm that we've had in a week and a half, and there's another one due Thursday and Friday. But I'll tell you, we've got some good news. We're going to shift into real summer-like warmth next week. It looks like we've got 80-degree temperatures on the way for the first time this year, starting Monday and Tuesday of next week.
That's good news. And will we see just a little bit of sunshine tomorrow before the next storm comes through?
Yes, we will. We've got the calm before the second storm that comes in with wind and rain Thursday and Friday. But tomorrow should be nice. We'll get the sun out. It'll be a little cool. This week is not at all indicative of what we'll see next week. Do you know, next week may average, for the full week, over 23 degrees warmer than this week. That is a huge week-to-week change. And we're going to literally jump from today's mid-March level temperatures up to July level readings come early next week. 93% of our maize have produced 80-degree temperatures. 32% of maize have produced 90-degree temperatures in the last 152 years, for which we have records. So it's that time of year when this warm weather starts showing up.
Tom Skilling is with us, our beloved weatherman from WGN-TV. It's brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, the tulips on Michigan Avenue are in bloom. I love the red and the purple.
Yes.
You cannot get through the day without somebody having a serious discussion about weather and asking the question, where is spring? But this spring isn't that different than most, is it?
No. And you know what'd be what's really amazing, Lisa, is if you got in the car and you drove, 50 to 100 miles south and west of here, folks there have had quite a different spring. You go down to Champaign, that's a little more than 50 to 100 miles away. But go down to Champaign, Peoria, St. Louis, those folks, the vegetation is out more than it is up here. And it's been an entirely different spring down there.
Hey, this reared its head on TikTok and social media platforms last year about this time, and I see it's popping up again. And it may sound crazy to you because that's what TikTok is, but it's all about what the percentage of rain means. And on one of the TikTok videos, they said, I just found out that on the weather app, when it says 30% chance of rain, I thought it meant 30% chance of rain. This girl in this TikTok video that's gone viral says, it doesn't mean that. It means 30% of your area will be covered in rain. What does it mean, Tom?
Actually, you know, the first definition is technically the correct one. A 30% chance of rain means in 30 of 100 cases in the past where there have been similar atmospheric weather conditions from the ground level up into the jet stream, it's rained measurably at the official rain gauge for that area. So, in reality, a lot of us use these precipitation probabilities to kind of express the general percent of the area that may be expected to get rain in a given situation.
Interesting. So they're both right. Sometimes it's 30% of the area and sometimes it's 30% of 100% chance of rain.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a seasonal application. In practical terms, I think a number of forecasters use it as an aerial coverage type communication tool. Just to communicate the fact that not everybody in a given scattered shower or thunderstorm situation is going to see the rains. And you want to kind of offer folks guidance on that so that they, you know, for their own planning of outdoor activities and so forth.
So, because this is where, you know, we go, what? So if you say it's a 30% chance of rain, that's 30% of the area could get hit with rain.
During the warm season, it's often used in that manner. I'll tell you, it's a product of the computer modeling that's been done, these precipitation probabilities. Because we're not perfect at predicting the precise layout precipitation, although modeling has gotten a lot better at that. What was done was equations were developed that looked at each rain situation and said, all right, for a certain set of conditions, and on that basis, they developed these equations. We call them model output statistics, MOS equations. And what they do is they take the raw computer forecast of whether it's going to rain or not, and they run it through a statistical model that says, all right, the model says it's going to rain, but how often has it actually rained at the official station? So it's another way in which we've attempted to refine just what the actual chance of rain is and communicate it to folks.
And that's what spurred all the TikTok videos and all the stuff going viral, because everybody these days, Tom, is a junior weather person with an app in their hand, and they're trying to figure out what it means.
I know. It's really true. You know, it's interesting to me, the number of people who are familiar with the models that we use. You know, these are out there and available now. I find a lot of people misinterpret what they're seeing. You know, we see these crazy snow forecasts that come off the models passed around like they're fact. And the fact is, a little human intervention is valuable in cases like that, because there are times that the model will go kind of crazy on its snow forecast, and you've learned as a forecaster after years of experience that this is being overdone by the model.
Well, I'm telling you what, 80 degrees next week is something for everybody to look forward to.
Yeah.
Tom Skilling is with us. And Tom, I'm going to ask you about the lunar eclipse coming up next, because I know that's happening this month, and maybe a meteor shower. But first, we'll get a check on traffic with Mary Vandeveld. It's 720 WGN, and this is Chicago's Afternoon News. Tuesdays are always great because Tom Skilling joins us, and I know you've got always got your eyes to the sky. And are you thinking we have a chance to see this lunar eclipse later this month?
Well, you know, it's coming up May 15 and 16. We'll keep an eye on that. You figure, Lisa, on any given day in Chicago, historically, there's about 30% of them, about a third of them, have produced precipitation. So you have a built-in climatological probability of about 33% chance of rain, looking at nothing else. So that gives us, on the other hand, a two-thirds chance that maybe we'll get a chance at seeing it. So it'll be interesting. The one thing about lunar eclipses versus solar eclipses is you can look at them without damaging your eyes. So that's a positive for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always fun. And they are saying there's a potentially strong meteor shower at the end of the month. People are saying that's a wild card. But do you love staying up and watching that?
Oh, yeah. I think that's absolutely fascinating. How many of us have driven down the road and seen one of these things show up and, you know, for a few seconds in front of us? And it's quite frequently that I get comments on social media, did you see the meteor? And a lot of these we're not even aware have happened unless somebody sees them. But when you get a meteor shower, you increase the probability of seeing these things because they occur with greater frequency. So it will be interesting to watch them. I'll tell you one thing, Lisa. That solar eclipse that I saw down in Carbondale a couple of years ago was a life-altering experience. And, you know, there's another one coming up in 2024. It'll be visible in Carbondale. It's going to follow a little different path across the country than the last one. But that was amazing.
I remember busloads of people and everybody making the trek down there to witness that. And everybody has the same feeling, like, wow, we're pretty insignificant when it comes to what is happening on this planet and in this universe.
Yeah. No, it really is true. It's hard to describe it, the effect that has on you. But it really is something that you realize there are bigger things than us in the universe. If we had any doubt that was true, and I think most of us don't, but it's a humbling and really profound experience to see that. Very emotional.
Speaking of things on the internet, I saw somebody send in a question to you asking why it is windier during the day than at night.
Well, you know, that has to do with daytime heating. You know, all weather, including wind, is driven by differential heating. The fact one area gets warmer than another. So you bring the sun out during the day, and you're heating things very differently. For instance, you know, the lake There's a cool dome of air that sits over the lake unless there's a strong wind blowing offshore and blowing the warm air over it. So you get these huge temperature differentials, and that produces that afternoon lake breeze that we so often deal with in this time of the year when we say cooler near the lake, a term that I think most folks get pretty tired of until we get into June and the cooler near the lake isn't colder by the lake, you know,
right?
Because we've warmed the lake waters up some.
Tom, it has been 3 weeks since Easter on our farm, which is in western Illinois, and his old farmer's wives' tale continues.
Yeah.
It has rained three Sundays in a row. He being my husband, the dancing farmer, said if it rains on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, it's going to rain every Sunday for 4 weeks, and I'll be darned if he isn't right so far.
Yeah, this Sunday may break the spell.
Well,
it looks like we'll be transitioning into the warmer weather. I think Sunday ahead could see the temperature go up to around 70 away from the lake. Might be a little cooler on the shoreline, and then Monday will surge into the low 80s, and I think we may even have mid-80s on Tuesday. Do you know there are even a couple of models that are kicking out raw 90-degree temperature forecasts for a day or two of next week? And, in fact, a year ago yesterday, it was 85 in Chicago, even though it was only in the 50s yesterday. So it's been anomalously cool this year, but I think that's going to break next week.
So, Tom, Mother's Day is this Sunday. How do you remember your mom? How do you honor her? What is one memory you'd like to share of her on the air?
My mother was so sweet. I'll tell you, our mothers are so critical in our development and, of course, bringing us into the world in the first place. But my mother was wonderful. I'll tell you, I miss her every day, and she molded my life, you know? I mean, we look to our parents as guides to how we should live our lives, and oftentimes this is communicated not through words, just through actions. And you watch the way our parents deal with the world around them, and you learn from that. And also, you love your parents. I think in most cases, we don't want to do anything that would hurt our parents. We have Welsh and English and Irish in us running through our veins, but I'd say I'm primarily an Irish, having come from Irish forefathers. And my mother's people were from County Galway. And it was fun to go over there and see where the Clarks were. That was a Clark with an E on the end. Anyway, I think our origins have a lot to do with the way we treat the world around us.
And I think your Irish is showing. You're right. That's what's running through your veins.
Well,
I didn't know Tom Skilling was an Irishman. Hey, Tom, so give us the weather forecast, because, boy, it's going to end on a good note next week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Tomorrow we'll get the sun to come out. That'll be nice. It'll be a little cool, though. That cloud's over on Thursday. Rain could recommence in the afternoon and run into Thursday night and Friday. Then it pauses. We'll get partial clearing Saturday. Still cool Saturday. We'll have highs about 50 on Thursday and Friday and in the 50s Saturday. Sunday, though, it'll be partly sunny. A southeast wind will blow. That still comes off the water. So it'll be cool by the lakeshore, probably in the 50s there, but up to close to 70 inland.
It's great news and a great way to end our conversation. Thank you for joining us today, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa. It's always fun to talk to you. We always go off in interesting directions, I'll tell you that. But
and
I've never...
you know what? We figured out something today about where you're raised, where you come from, and how you tolerate weather, and I think you're on to something with that.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I'll tell you something, and I'm going to keep my eye on Sunday weather and see how your husband's expectation of rain works out. It sounds like it's worked out so far. We may break the streak this weekend, but we'll see.
All right. Have a great day, Tom.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.
The news is next with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.